You're in the mix. NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the scene of the...
Come on, put your hands together. Oh, y'all, come on, let's praise him in here. Y'all say y'all need a blessing, right? This song for you.
Your blessing is on its way. Your blessing.
Even me. Bible says you led the children out of bondage. And every time they would get hungry, they tell me old Moses would look up toward yonder heaven and call on the name of his God. Look like I heard him say, bless me! Tell me that on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one place. And I heard old man Peter look up, and I heard Peter say, let's sing! Oh, we need more! Can't you hear old Peter say, let's sing! Hey, we need more! They tell me the children begin to walk around. They join hands together. They all got on one accord. And I can see them speaking in unknown tongues. They tell me something came in like a rushing mighty wind. And I can see Peter when he looked up toward yonder heaven. I can hear Peter call his name.
Sound with tight acoustic bass.
When I try to count my blessings, try to count them one by one. When I look back over my life, there ain't no way I can tell you all that God has done. Talk about it all day long. Still I couldn't make you see where he has brought me from, because it wouldn't be enough time, oh no, to tell you all that God has done. Listen, y'all. You see, sometimes it makes me laugh, and sometimes it makes me cry. When I think of how the Lord has truly blessed me, I just have to get up sometimes and testify. If I was speaking with 10,000 tongues, it still would take me much too long. It just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be enough time
to tell you
all that God has done. Oh, if I count. If I kept on counting over and over again, still, y'all, it wouldn't be enough time to tell you everything he's done. Oh, if I counted, if I did it all day long, if I did it all week long, over and over again, still, it wouldn't be enough time, y'all. I just wouldn't have enough time. It would take me too long, y'all, to tell you all, yeah, that God has done. In other words, I've been blessed. Let me tell you about the blessing. It started when I was a little boy, a long time ago. The doctor said that it was a possibility that I would never walk again. But that's been 47 years ago, and I'm still standing here telling everybody he keeps on. Thank you, Lord. Nobody can do it but you, Lord. Been good to me. I thank you, Lord. Nobody but you. And every time.
blessed that the Lord has bestowed upon me. You see, I'm adopted into the family. I'm a king's kid. I got favor. Everywhere I go, I have to tell somebody that the Lord sure enough has been good to me. Every day, I'm a blessed man. Every time, I get this courage on. You know what he do? He just keep on. Been good to me. I thank you, Lord. I got food to eat. I thank you, Lord. Clothes on my back. Oh, the Lord has been good to me. If I talked about it all day long, oh, it wouldn't be news. Enough time to tell you all.
sing, listen. Just the child's father's gone. And the mother left alone. Just the soldiers carrying a gun along. Don't forget the wounded one.
No more. the blood still works. I know that's right. Oh, what a time we're having thus far. 27 minutes after the hour. And want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can join us right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. simply by joining us on our website, NFIRadio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live as well simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. And there you'll see our NFI network, and once you click that on, it takes you live right into our radio broadcast. Look, I'm excited about what God's doing. Pray that you are as well. And as I say over and over and over, reaching far and near around the world, we are on an international network. And we have millions tuning in each day to be delivered, set free, and healed in the name of Jesus. And what we're going to do, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. Once again, want to thank you so much with your messages that you send, your phone calls, your emails, as well as those of you we see in restaurant. We appreciate every kind word that you share to let us know that you are catching the wave. All right, well, let's continue with more great gospel music. Going down memory lane, this one right here, I know that this hit here is a very familiar hit.
I was reading my Bible the other day. He said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's what I'm working for, is eternal life. Lord, have mercy. There's somebody good to me, boy.
Y'all like that? Sing just a little bit with us. Come on.
Rock of Ages.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for me.
Yes,
Lord. Let me hide.
Are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel.
Up on the
Mississippi. Sailor led me through tar and snag. Going before me, he can't. Yes, he did. By my faith of a mighty power, I'm on the rock that land. Meanwhile, see, I sail no more.
No.
I'm up on the rock at last. Here on beach, but the rest in place. I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last. Okay.
I'm on the rock at last. 15 minutes before the top of the hour, you are catching the wave, and we are live here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Once again, want to remind those of you, you can lock in right here. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., simply by joining us on our website, NFIRadio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live as well, simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. My, what a time we're having. We've got more all the way up to 5 o'clock today. And once again, want to thank you so much for locking in. And those of you in different states as well as different countries, we have listeners as far as Israel, Canada, Asia, China, Japan, all over the world. And as far as California, New York, Alabama, Kansas City, Chicago, right here in North Carolina, and New York, once again, we thank you for locking in. And the numbers are continually going up. The stats are high. But we want you to know it's not about the numbers. It's about the souls and the lives of the people around the world. And that's what we're here for, to win souls for the glory of God through music and the word of God, that lives will be changed, souls will be set free and delivered in Jesus' name. We're going to continue with more music. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure.
your hands. Put your hands together. Let's go down memory lane for a little while. Sing a little song that I sung in yesteryear. Went something like this.
Some people looking.
Thank you.
anointed one.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is here. Catch the wave on the NFI. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Robert. Listen, Robert. I want you, Gino, and Jeffrey to ease up to this light. And I want y'all to sing this song for me. So many people have asked, Willie, so go back and sing some of them old songs that y'all haven't sang in a long time. And I want y'all to take y'all time and sing this song just for me. And I mean y'all better sing it too. You hear me? Fellas, y'all take your time. Sing y'all.
You better sing, boy. I mean, you better sing. You better sing. planet.
Yes, yes.
You're rocking with the best.
Love.
came to praise him, scream right there. A little bit louder, please scream. We gonna put it together. Sopranos and tenors. One, two, three, ladies, sing.
Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
thank you, Jesus. There were times in my life when I didn't know how I would make it. From day to day. Oh, thank you, Lord. It was God's grace and His mercy. It was His amazing grace that kept me, that kept me, that got me alive.
Welcome back. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it is 9:30 a.m. on this wonderful Monday morning. Standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and you all are ready to receive him on this Monday. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellis out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. He is the author and writer of the Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. And now, let's join him right here, live from the NFI studios. Good morning, Reverend Robert E. Ellison.
And welcome to yet another episode of the Approaching the Finish Line broadcast. My name is Robert Ellison, and I am so happy to be with you again this morning. It is an honor and a privilege to come before God's people to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in this, what we are recognizing as Holy Week. We are on the road to Resurrection Sunday that's coming this coming Sunday, and we need to understand and recognize the sacrifice that Jesus made for all of us. He became that sacrifice that we would be set free from our sins, the penalty of sin, which is death. Jesus was crucified, and he resurrected on the third day, having conquered death, hell, and the grave. And for that, we say hallelujah. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, it is He who did this. It is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, it is not God's will that any would perish, but would all would come to salvation through Him. So if you haven't come to Jesus yet, if you are not yet saved, today would be a good day. For the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Don't wait, because time is short. And if you haven't
realize, if you just take a look around the world and see what's going on, you'll realize that not only are we living in the last days, but we are living in the final hour of human history as we know it. I want to talk to you today. Today's subject is on the millennial kingdom, and what better topic to talk about, this being Holy Week, this being the time when we recognize that sacrifice that the Lord made for us. But first, I want to tell you, I'm a man on a mission, and that mission is to be salt and light in the dying world and to occupy until the return of Christ. And first of all, before I begin today, I want to just take just a moment and ask if you would join me in a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege once again to come before your throne to worship you, to praise you, to give honor to you, you who are God and God alone. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are from everlasting to everlasting and from generation to generation, God and God alone. You are Almighty God, Adonai, Lord and Master, the King of glory. Blessed be thy holy name, O Lord, for there is none like you in all of heaven and earth. Father, I lift up those who are poor and contrite heart. The Bible tells us that you are close to those who are in mourning and suffering, those who experience sorrow and pain. Father, I ask this morning that you would comfort them by way of your Spirit, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name this morning. I also pray for those who are sick and infirmed, O Lord, knowing that you have great healing power, O God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. And so, Lord, our faith and our trust is in you. Now, Father, I ask today, as I come before you, Lord, that you would give me the words to speak to your people. Let it be you, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I ask these things in Jesus' name today. Amen. Last week, we had an interesting topic, and that topic was on dinosaurs. I had some favorable responses from that, and so I want to do a quick review. The topic on dinosaurs was not so much to speak about their existence, because they did exist, but merely to point out that God's word can be trusted. See, in the word of God, what we know to be as dinosaurs, the Bible speaks as the beast of the earth. And the beast of the earth, according to the Lord, according to God's word, were created on the same day as man. The same day that Adam was created, all of the beasts of the earth were created. That was on the sixth day. We have been given to believe through people such as Charles Darwin and his theory of evolution that somehow dinosaurs, as we know them, existed before the creation of man and somehow died before man ever came into being. That's not true. That is a lie. According to the word of God, it was on the sixth day. Now, they did eventually become extinct, just as animals in today's animal kingdom become extinct. We, in our lifetime, have lived and we have seen certain species of animals become extinct in our time. So it was no different during the time of Noah, which Noah did transport these beasts of the earth, these dinosaurs as we know them, on his ark. Perhaps in a at a younger age, they would have to have been younger for him to get them aboard the ark. And eventually, once the floods receded and once the animals
left the ark, these huge beasts, as we know them in our history, were of childbearing age. They had to have been of childbearing age. So that means that they had to be much younger, probably much smaller. That way they would have fit on the ark. But I just wanted to give that as a quick review of last week's program. You see, this broadcast is designed to bring forth the truth that's in the Word of God, topics that are not normally covered within the four walls of the church itself. And today's topic is no different. It's concerning the millennial kingdom of Christ, an actual, literal kingdom Jesus will reign from here on the earth. Now, there are theologians that disagree, and they say, some would say that we are currently living in the millennial kingdom of Christ. I beg to differ, simply because the way the Bible describes the millennial kingdom is quite literal. See, the problem is that over time and over the millennium, the past millennial period, we've had people to distort the Word of God by way of amillennialism or preterism. And so these people were scholars in their day, such as Augustine, the Bishop of Hippo. I mentioned him on a previous broadcast. And so through amillennialism and preterism, the church has been misled, misguided, and everything in the Bible, most of the Bible was allegorized. Well, I want you to know real, just briefly, during the time of Augustine and people like Jerome, they were under Roman rule, and so much of the church was like a state-run church. And so they were forced to allegorize Scripture as if to hyper-spiritualize it, because if they would have spoken literally or given literal interpretations of what the Bible said, then they stood the risk of being killed. So I just want to make that clear. Now, before we begin today's study, I want to first go to our commentary. And today's commentary is entitled, The Tree That's Planted. There's a tree that's referred to in Psalms 1:3 that is planted by the rivers of water. It's spoken of in terms of a metaphor as it depicts the life of the believer. We are told that as it is planted, it brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf does not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Just as a literal tree withstands the test of time, its endurance is based on its consumption of water and sunshine for its growth. Likewise is the tree mentioned in the Psalms, for it too requires water for its existence, as well as longevity. Its source of water is the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Bible, the gifts and workings of the Holy Spirit are often referred to in the way of living water, such as the encounter with the woman at the well in John 4:10, or in John 7, where Jesus refers to this phrase. An example of this in the Old Testament is when Moses struck the rock out of frustration of the people insisting upon water. This, however, was in disobedience to God, for Moses was told to speak to the rock to retrieve the water. That's recorded in Numbers 20:8. But his anger caused him to strike the rock twice, Numbers 20:11. This hindered his entrance into the promised land. The rock in this passage, according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10:4, is a picture of Jesus Christ and the wellspring of life that's offered through him. The passage reads, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock
was Christ. The tree that's planted is planted by God. It withstands the adversities of life because its nourishment comes from the rivers of waters by which it stands. Though the storms may come, often causing it to bend and sway amid the storm, its roots are firmly planted, allowing it to endure even the fiercest of adversities because of its foundation. In due season, it brings forth its fruit, even as the seasons change, a testimony to its strength and endurance. Against all odds, it prevails. In this process, we find that the leaf does not wither. Rather, it flourishes. This is the life of the believer. As we put our faith solely in Christ alone, thereby we become as trees planted by rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in our season, prospering in whatsoever we do. For Christ is the husbandman, the vine dresser, the sustainer of the tree planted by the rivers of water. That's our commentary for the week. I hope you will take this to heart. And now we move to our study for this week, the millennial kingdom. My friends, we have so much to look forward to in the time that's coming. We are on the verge, on the precipice of one of the greatest times in world history. If you take a look around and see what's going on, particularly with Israel, you will understand as you read and study your Bibles. It speaks of Israel in these last days. The entire Bible basically pertains to Israel. As a matter of fact, the word of God, with the word that we call our Bible, it comes from the Jews. The millennial kingdom is highlighted in Revelation 20. I want to begin today's study in that chapter, Revelation 20. And it speaks at the very beginning, and it tells us that Satan, that old serpent, the devil, will be bound and chained for 1,000 years. And here's Revelation 20, verse 2. It says, "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Revelation 20 and 3 says it, "And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season." Okay, I just want to take a moment to reflect on those two passages of Scripture. So an angel is going to come down from heaven with a great chain, and he is going to bind our enemy, that old serpent, the devil, and he is going to cast him into the bottomless pit of 1,000 years. Now, this is in a future time. As I said before, there is a problem within the church. It's called amillennialism. Amillennialism tends to spiritualize a lot of things. It allegorizes. In the Bible, where allegory is mentioned, God's word will tell you when to use allegory. But for the most part, the Bible is to be literally interpreted. So I just want to make that clear this morning. The millennial kingdom is a literal kingdom that will last 1,000 years. It's mentioned 6 times in the book of Revelation, in this chapter of Revelation 20. When God mentions something once, you pay attention. When he mentions something twice, you pay very close attention. But when he mentions something six times, you've got to know that God means what he says, a literal kingdom. So let me give you an example of literal interpretation. Allow me to read from Isaiah 65, beginning with verse 20. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old. The sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Now pay particular attention to this verse. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Now the last I looked and I checked, if we are to follow the amillennialist and the preterist as if this is already happened and is nothing that we should be particularly concerned about, or in the case of the amillennialists, well, they will say, well, we are living in the kingdom, in the present kingdom right now, because that's basically what they focus on. It's a kingdom now mentality. If we are living in what's described in Isaiah 65, which is a beautiful picture of this future time that's coming, basically the world being turned into the Garden of Eden all over again. The last I checked, if you were to go near a lion, he's not particularly going to be interested in eating straw. He's going to be looking at you. He's wanting to eat meat. Or, for instance, a wolf and a lamb together. If you were to look at that today and thinking that you're in the millennial kingdom, oh, no, no, no. I beg to differ once again. Because, see, that wolf is going to have lamb chops for dinner. So we're not presently in the millennial kingdom. But what we are in is the time that's leading up to it. We are in the shadow of the tribulation period. And the tribulation period is a time of 7 years. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble. It was prophesied in the book of Daniel. And it is for the people of Israel. It is to bring them to salvation. It is to bring the Jews to salvation. You see, when they stumble, when they fail to recognize their Messiah, their true Messiah, when he came, the first visitation, because they stumbled, the Bible tells us that the Gentiles were grafted in to the original blessings that the Jews received by way of Abraham. It was a covenant that God made with Abraham. This is an eternal covenant. It will never be revoked. It will never not be, because God has said it. So I want to make this clear. And on future broadcasts from time to time, I will be focused on Israel and the truth that comes from the Bible, not man's misconceptions, not any weird or strange doctrines, but sound biblical doctrine. This is what this broadcast was created to do. So, with that being said, I have some other points that I want to bring out the heavenly and the earthly realms will be joined together during this time. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus taught the disciples to pray. This future kingdom that is to come on the earth, where Jesus will sit on the throne in Jerusalem and reign as an earthly king, the king over all of the earth, over all of the kings of the earth, a literal 1,000-year reign. Now, I want to make this also clear. Before that happens, this is going to happen right after the 7 years of tribulation that's soon coming on the earth. So at the end of the tribulation period, Jesus returns with the glorified church, that's us, in Revelation 19. He's riding a white horse, and he's being followed by all of the saints of heaven. And we are also on white horses. We come into that glorious city of Jerusalem with Christ. Jesus sets up his millennial kingdom at that point with the glorified church, the glorified saints. The saints of the Old Testament, such as King David, Joshua, Elijah, Moses, all of the great saints of the Old Testament are resurrected. They are in glorified bodies. And they will rule and reign. We shall rule and reign with them on the earth. This is coming from the word of God. This is the truth. So many churches, they either fail to teach these things or they have fallen short in their teaching. I think that now is the time where these things need to be magnified because of what we're seeing happening in the world. We are living in biblical times, and we need to understand and recognize that. Prophecy is unfolding right before our very eyes. My next point. We will reign with Christ as kings and priests. Revelation 5:10 says, and he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 20:6 says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. This is what I was talking about. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him, here we go again, 1,000 years. Matthew 19:29. Now this is for the people who are presently of poor and contrite heart, those who have lost loved ones, those who have been to those graveyards and have had to bury loved ones and grieved and mourned, and even to this day experience that sorrow. Matthew 19:29 says this, and everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. In other words, for all the things that you have missed out on in this present life, at this present time, because we live in a fallen world and nothing is the way that it should be, after this resurrection takes place, I'm talking about the resurrection of the saints, I'm talking about the rapture of the church that's going to take place before the tribulation period. And after the tribulation period, when we return with Christ from heaven to reign on the earth as kings and as priests, we will build houses. We will have land. We will be reunited with our families. The dead shall live again. And we shall live and be and never again be separated from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is not good news. I don't know what is. That's why he's called our blessed hope. That's why we look up. When these things began to take place, Jesus tells us in Luke 21, he gave us the signs to look for. And when the birth pangs began, as we are already experiencing, he says to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And that's what we are doing. We're looking up because in that anticipation of his return, there is a crown that we receive just for anticipating his return. Don't let anybody steal your crown this morning, because there is a book that's being written on your very life. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, as you stand at the Bema seat and you receive your rewards for the life that you live here on this present earth, in this present body, don't let anybody steal your crowns. That's another message for another day. But the Lord just steered me off into that, because there are people who would try to steal your crown. And they're working by the workings of Satan. Satan doesn't want you to know this truth that I'm espousing to you this morning. Let's move on. The next point. The Old Testament saints will be raised at the beginning of the millennium. David will be raised and rule alongside Jesus. Zechariah 14:16 says this, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So during this millennial reign of Christ, an actual temple will be standing, and Jesus will require the same feast that were in place during the time of the Old Testament. This is going to go on for 1,000 years. If you're paying attention, and most are not, about what is going on in Israel concerning the temple, which there is no temple yet, but there is a third temple that's in the works, and they are chomping at the bit to build it. So at the building of this third temple, this will be the temple the Antichrist will step into and claim that he is God. The abomination of desolation will happen in that temple. All right? So there are red heifers, four of them to be exact, that are kosher right now in Israel that are waiting to be sacrificed. That will usher in the messianic age. The next age is what I'm talking about. We are in the age of grace presently, because the church is still here. So I want to just remind you how close we are to being reunited with Christ and being in our glorified bodies. If we see these things happening on the earth right now, know that the time is near. So these red heifers are ready to be sacrificed as early as this coming Passover, which is just in a few short days. And when that heifer is sacrificed, there's no telling what is going to take place. One last thing I want to say before I go off the air today. One of the leaders of Hamas said the October 7th attacks that went were against Israel was because they know about these red heifers, and they do not want them to sacrifice these heifers for the purification ceremony that the Jews used during the Old Testament. They know what's going on. The church, sadly, has been kept in darkness.
So I'm looking. My time is up for today. I look forward to speaking with you again next week when the topic, hopefully, prayerfully, will be on heaven and the glorified body. Please join me next week. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. That's approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. God bless you. Look forward to being with you very soon.
You've been listening to Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Be sure to join him every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finish line where I see God's face.
am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting, and it's really a blessing.
Anybody free? anybody free. Anybody free from your past. You don't have to be bound by your past anymore. Because it was Calvary that he shed your blood for you.
this preacher. Oh, Lord! Let him use you. I like what you said. You ought to tell him. You ought to tell him.
You are the
cannon. I will
say I'm your chain.
I have broken my hand.
Father,
my hand to thee.
I stretch my hand to thee.
No other.
No other.
No other.
No other. No other help I know.
No other help I know.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and thank all of you so much. How about Reverend Ellison, huh? Out of Fort Washington, Maryland, and I want to send a shout out to everybody out in Fort Washington, Maryland. You have a powerful preacher there that's coming on right here every Monday. Be sure to tune in at 9:30 a.m. for this man of God as he come forth preaching and teaching the Word of God. We are here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is March the 25th, 2024, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you far and near around the world for catching the wave. I want to send a shout-out to Reverend Ellison's mother and send a shout-out to her. I know she's definitely going to listen to her son. Praise God. He's definitely is bringing forth teaching and the Word of God. Look, I want to invite you all later today. We're just getting started. Later today at 12:30 p.m., we have four powerful women of God that's coming forth each day, Mondays through Thursdays, bringing forth prayer, interceding for the world, for you and many of the young youth in the community and in the school system and the government. We are interceding live right here Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Now, I want you to tune in, and you can call in with your mobile phone and listen in. That's 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. You can listen with your mobile phone. And also, you can go to our website at nfiradio.com. And our Facebook channel. We have a Facebook channel where you can go in at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook, all you Facebook fans. All day today, we are here till 8 o'clock tonight. We're going to continue with more gospel music. Thank you so much for catching the wave.
Oh, what I need those. I don't know about you, but I want to go with Jesus. You feel like me. Come on and help me lift them up. If you should miss me, say amen. God praise it down here. You know that I'm
oh, oh.
Good God Almighty. If you should miss me, I'm saying amen. God praise it down here. I know I'm
going. Listen
to him. When I'm
I'm going.
I don't know
I'm going
about
other things that I like. When I get in glory, no more, no more sickness, no more, no more heartache. When I get in glory, just one look at Jesus, it'll pay for it all. If you wanna go, say yeah, I'm going.
We've come to lift our worship to you tonight, Jesus. We come because we want to worship you with everything that we are, God. No matter what we came in here carrying tonight, Jesus, we want to say, God, that you're still worthy. You're still deserving of our all. We lift our worship to you, Jesus.
Kingdom, yours is the kingdom.
For catching the wave, your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we've got more music coming your way right here all day today until 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. So those of you, once again, if you want to catch us, you can catch us Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live on our Facebook channel, NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or you can simply dial in and listen with your mobile phone. That number, 563-999-3020. Look, it's March the 25th, 2024, and I want to thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. Coming up a little later, more music, and at 12:30 live today is one of our intercessory prayer warriors. We have four Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, four different prayer warriors that come in on each day. And today will be Apostle Phyllis will be sitting in at 12:30 today live. So tune in with her as she intercedes for all of us, as well as those that are in legislation, government, the school children and those in our community. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Look, we want to thank you again this weekend. Now, many of you will be observant of Resurrection Sunday. And wherever you go to attend, please make sure you take time out and know what it's all about, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank all of you again. We love you, and we are praying for those of you that's in the hospital or rest home, as well as those that are in a correctional center and those that are homeless that are going through. So keep them in prayer as we continually give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again for catching the wave.
All right. You know, in revival, ooh, Lordy, you know you would get drunk right about here. And somebody would just hit fire. And them old mothers, they would say, you better call him, baby. Anybody remember when you first got saved back in the day? They would say, call him by name. Somebody said, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Listen, some country called make me act like hillbillies. I don't know what to do. I just feel like, you know, that thing, oh. Y'all know that type of dance, y'all. Y'all like that new stuff. Y'all like that new stuff. But I come up on this stuff.
on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.